In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is that Howard Dean?
Ah!
We're going to Minnesota. We're going to New Hampshire. Good grief,
you know,
man.
That is one of those stories that I'll forget about for like 4 years. You know, Howard Dean isn't in the news. I assume he's still living. I don't know.
He's still alive.
He's not relevant in any way politically anymore. So my brain will forget about that for 3 to 4 years. And then someone will bring it up and I die laughing all over again as if it just happened.
That happened 21 years ago.
No.
Yes.
Shut up.
21 years ago. Let me see if I can get, here it is.
We're going to New Hampshire. We're going on. And we're going to Iowa.
Even the YouTube video is entitled 2004, The Scream That Doomed Howard Dean. Because he was in the lead.
You know something? If you had told us 1 year ago that we were going to come in third in Iowa, we would have given anything.
Okay, hang on. Why do I have...
What are you...
Why do I have...
Jungle Law?
I've got NBC... So...
What are you doing over there?
I've got NBC News opened in the background. I've since turned it off. Nope, barely not. What is going on? What else is playing?
I don't know, but if that was part of Howard Dean's speech, I'm even more impressed.
All right, now let's try it.
Thing for that. And you know something? You know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. And we're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What's crazy is that's how we measured crazy. 20 years ago. Everyone was like, no. Nope.
Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
It's so good.
And keep this in mind. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this was immediately after the Iowa caucus.
And they won unexpectedly.
And he had won. He was always in the running leading up to it. But I don't think he was expected to win the Iowa caucus. He does, and he just loses it on stage.
That was it. That was the end of his political career.
That is correct.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
He wasn't caught breaking the law. He wasn't caught, you know.
Having an affair.
He just went.
He didn't Gary Hart himself on a boat.
The clip that opened this hour was actually Kevin James introing a NASCAR race, telling them to start their engines. It was either the best decision NASCAR's ever made or the worst. I don't know how they
I'm going to go with the best.
I like best, yeah.
He was very excited.
All right.
And gentlemen!
This might be a topic, and I don't know why I'm so fascinated with it, but I am. Remember that ding-a-ling that was accused of trespassing at Travis Kelce's home? Not the robbers that went in and stole from all the athletes, but the ding-a-ling that just hopped the fence.
Right.
He has been sentenced today, according to Channel 4, and there is no way I completely believe his explanation as to why he hopped a fence and ended up in this fortified area where Travis Kelce lives, okay?
His name is Justin Lee Fisher.
Justin Lee Fisher today entered into a diversion agreement in Leawood Municipal Court. He was sentenced to probation and fined $1,000. Okay, we all know what diversion is. According to the Leawood Police, just before 2:15 a.m.
Yeah.
on September 15th, remember that, 2:15 a.m., hours after the Chiefs played the Philadelphia Eagles at Arrowhead, officers were called to the private gated neighborhood to investigate a trespassing incident. He was there, arrested on a misdemeanor charge of criminal trespass. He doubled down in court today and said, I wasn't trespassing. I was trying to serve a subpoena.
At 2:15 in the morning.
At 2:15 in the morning, you hopped a fence. We've talked about process servers before. I don't know if
dangerous
he was,
gig.
A dangerous gig. I don't know if he was serving a subpoena or not. But I have a feeling that most of the process servers that listen to this program would tell you, you don't hop a fence and trespass on private property at 2:15 in the morning. Not only is that not a great way to have that subpoena served, it's a better way to get yourself shot.
Shot, of course.
Who does that in serving a subpoena?
Dana, nobody serves a subpoena at 2:15 in the morning.
I was attempting to serve a subpoena, he said, in court today. I went to the address. The gate opened. I attempted to speak to the security guards in an attempt to serve the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
He says I was never told to leave or even spoken to. Police arrived and arrested me.
And here's what the prosecutor in Johnson County ought to do, or the Leawood Police Department, is try to find any evidence that he was really a process server.
Well, that wouldn't be hard.
I know. My guess is that he is not. Because if he was a real process server, unless he's just using that as an excuse that maybe he really is, and that's my only out is that I was, serving a subpoena.
Records show he jumped the fence of the private neighborhood and
that's
was found on Kelce's property. So here's my question. You have the legal right to do that, do you?
No, but let me finish my thought. If he is not a process server, did he not just commit perjury?
I was just about to ask. Saying that in court would be a separate crime.
But we're not saying he's not. I want to be clear.
We are not. What I'm saying is
he's
they need to look into it.
He's probably the dumbest, worst process server I've ever heard about in the history of process serving.
I'm not saying that he is or is not a process server. What I'm saying is I would encourage the Johnson County DA, Steve Howe, I think is still the DA, or the Leawood Police Department to look into whether or not he really is.
And if he has a registration and license
or
to
license
do so.
Or whatever, yeah.
And did the security guard let him in or not?
Well, he was trying to make that argument that he did at least at some point talk to the security guard.
Before or after he jumped the fence?
I believe he used the term guards. Guards, yes. I was attempting to serve a subpoena. This is his quote. I went to the address through the gate as it opened and attempted to speak to the security guards in an attempt to serve the paperwork. I was never told to leave or even spoken to. Police arrived and arrested me.
So in the movies, they go, you've been served.
Right.
They throw the paper at your face and they go, ha, I got you. Then they run. That's what happens in the movies. It's always in a public place. It is on asphalt outside of your place of employment. It is on the street corner as you are walking out, grabbing a cup of coffee. There has to be a reason that anytime we see the process servers process serving in any divorce that has gone really, really sour, it's always in a public place. They can't go into your house.
They can go to your house.
They can go to your door.
Yeah.
That does not mean to me you can jump a fence in a gated neighborhood. But I'm asking, are we wrong?
I think that most serving of papers happens at a home. It only happens in public or other places when they refuse to answer the door at home because they know why the person is knocking.
It's way safer in public. We've talked about this. Way safer.
When Sean and I got divorced back in 2009, I was served in the parking lot here at work.
Yeah, I feel like that was a message.
Yeah, but when we see... That's what I said when divorces go very south. Because you don't have to be served.
Because you would have taken those papers at home. You wouldn't have returned to
probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Thank you very much.
I just feel like, you know, we've had some high profile, awful cases of good service processors getting injured or worse,
the one in Independence.
While serving, some of them in broad daylight knocking on the door doing their job. I do feel like it's safer Now, is it harder to get to a Travis Kelce to serve him? Theoretically, I suppose it's harder, but famous people are served court papers every day.
Why would he be served with anything?
Even more difficult to get to would be Taylor Swift, who I believe is the one that was
that they were trying
being
to serve
subpoenaed for the Blake Lively lawsuit.
Then answer me this, Scott. If and I agree with you, Sam, I remember this was a Taylor Swift service, is what he was saying. He was trying to serve her. That doesn't mean you can jump his fence in Leawood.
Well, not only that, to serve her, she would have to be in the house. How did he know that she would be there?
She's not coming to the door if she is.
All of the details in the story are very confusing.
I agree.
They seem to contradict one another.
I'm just wondering, I'm spitballing here, is there another charge still hanging out there?
No, this was a city charge.
No, I know, but I'm getting back to the potential for a perjury charge.
No, I don't want to go there because I think he might just be really, really bad at his job.
Huh?
You don't just willy-nilly climb an 8-foot wrought iron fence either.
Yeah.
I mean, what if it was harder to believe that he hopped the fence than walked through the security gate?
What if he was a repo guy and Travis Kelce hadn't been paying the car payment?
Yeah, that's what it is.
And was he going to just drive right through the gate he gets the car?
Yeah, I mean, the story makes no sense whatsoever.
The story does not make any sense. That is correct. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So Overland Park Police went on social during our show to post, my God, that they were working the area of 162nd and Metcalf, roughly, on reports of an aggravated battery. Police told Channel 9 that a man confronted another male driver who pulled a gun. He then pistol whipped the other man and shot at him but did not hit him. Drivers were asked at the time to avoid the area. This was around 3:30. They posted this update, so we're not sure if that scene is clear yet or not. Channel 9 is calling this a road rage incident. And to Scott's point before we went to break,
why get out of the car?
Does that not mean that both men got out of the car?
Were both men armed? I'm a little confused on the story. Did one person point a gun at somebody and then the other person pistol whipped him?
It just says following some sort of altercation, and it appears this is right outside of an apartment complex. Paramedics arrived, found a victim suffering from injuries after they were struck by the pistol. Victim is in stable condition, and police are still working to determine if any shots were fired and what led up to the whole thing. But, I mean, I suppose you could pistol whip someone through a car, but enough to be hospitalized? That says to me they both got out.
Well, and, you know, last night's drive home was nothing short of white-knuckling for me. And because I don't have a high-profile vehicle, and the roads were still slick, and I get to people get so angry. And I don't understand it, Sam, when they're in their car.
What?
Please. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And we were at we were all heading westbound. There wasn't a lot of traffic out, but there was enough. And there was a Jeep that was on, I was in the center lane going westbound on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Three lanes at this point. And it's right before you get to I-35. And I was driving, I would freely admit I was driving slowly.
Okay.
Probably 30 to 35
miles. Old
man
Barks was 10 and 2.
I was. And man, I was white-knuckling it all the way home.
Yeah.
That's a long drive on all that ice. And this guy in a Jeep with, you know, big wheels and everything, tires, comes flying. I can hear him honking from about 40 feet away.
Oh, good Lord.
And I think he was honking at me. I'm almost convinced of it. And he honked not just the 40 feet that it took to approach my car on the left. I wasn't even in his lane. And just keeps honking and honking and honking all the way past me. And then turns left.
It was
left.
One glorious lengthy honk.
It was long. It was aggressive. And it was angry.
Maybe he just didn't want you to get over into the left lane.
There was no fear of that.
It's like a bicycle on a trail. On your left!
Yeah. Don't get me started on that.
I'm telling you, people are angry.
People just need to chill out. Quit taking it so personal.
Scott said something in the newsroom today that I want you... Oh, Samuel, come on.
Are you victim blaming?
No.
I'm talking road rage in general. Oh. Why do people take it so personally?
Well, just chill.
Get over it. Move on.
You're not victim blaming, but Sam, and you've gotten better, you have been known...
Mm-hmm.
Prior to this moment in time, for sometimes getting angry behind the wheel.
I'm a friend of the honk. I like to honk at people.
Sam, stop
with the honk.
I
will tell you if you are wrong.
No.
And then I'll smile, I'll wave, and I'll keep driving.
No.
What is the benefit that you draw from letting me know that you don't approve of my ability to drive?
Well, the example that we gave last week was my 43-second honk on Southwest Traffic Way.
Okay.
And I had to sit through an entire stoplight cycle because this dummy was trying to turn left in a no-left turn zone, so I honked at him until he moved.
That's aggressive,
and
Sam.
He moved.
It's aggressive. And you know why it's aggressive? Because I worry, my mother comes out in me, that
days.
You are going to get shot.
Today, I was trying to cross Shawnee Mission Parkway, and dumb-dumb in a service truck, I won't name the company, we love the company, dumb-dumb in a service truck is just sitting at a green light. So I honked. And guess what? He waved and said thank you and drove.
Wait, courtesy tap honk or because there's a difference. If you just go, if you barely touch it as if to say, hey, buddy, look up from your phone.
It was a beep-beep.
The two beep.
Was that necessary for the double tap?
What do you mean? He was in the way. The light
was green. Would one have not sufficed?
Was I supposed to drive around him?
I told you guys that... And this made me laugh in the newsroom, and I want Sam to repeat what Scott said, or you repeat what you said, that I was driving out of a larger strip mall today. And I don't mean like very tiny Smokes for Less strip mall. I mean like the big strip mall with like Westlake Ace Hardware and a bank.
Well, there's a great example right down the street here.
Yeah, a couple of restaurants.
The one with Target
and
Kohl's.
Yeah, the big strip mall.
PetSmart
and
all that stuff.
One of those. And I look up, and some guy in 35-degree weather, barely wearing a jacket, is flying down as I'm coming into the entrance of the strip mall, coming at me in all the snow and slush on a skateboard. Scott, he had to have been 35 years old. As God is my witness, he had a cigarette in his left hand. He had his phone in his right hand.
That's my hero.
He was on a skateboard. He fell. He did this on the ice and snow. And I said, I almost stopped and said, what are you doing?
I don't remember what I said.
What are you doing? You said you've given up on humanity. You think everyone's an idiot. And you're not going to tell them that anymore because you don't want to get shot.
This guy's a hero. He's a real man of genius.
Yeah, he is.
Who skateboards through 7 inches of muck and snow and ice?
With a cigarette in his hand. It's a proud American.
The dummy.
Oh, my. Hetty Jean. It has been a long time, friend.
Where you been?
Oh, I've been through the ringer now. I've turned 21, and this body's talking to me. Y'all believe me, right?
I do believe you.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
That dip is really good. It was such a
pleasure to meet you,
Hetty Jean. Did you get to meet Hetty Jean?
I did.
Yes. Yeah.
She walks up and said, do you know who you're talking to? And I go, I do, I think. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Uh-huh.
Yep, he made me the VIP. He gave me like 6 helpings of pretzel sticks for my grandson.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody that.
Well, nobody knows but us.
Hetty Jean, are you a honker when you drive?
No, my husband, no, because he said you'll get shot.
That's exactly right.
Mm-mm, I don't honk. I might roll my window down and go, mm-hmm.
We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday.
Stop and ask for autographs.
We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 4:45. So if you want to start sending in your jokes now to the text line, you're welcome to do that. The text line number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. That's also the phone number if you want to be part of the program. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. You just say 6 degrees on Thursday morning?
You know, I'm in no mood to hear Brian Busby drop the old 6 degrees on us.
That's what you heard.
Wow.
Do you have heat yet, Dana?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
Can you breathe it?
I can.
Oh.
We have 22 carbon monoxide and smoke detectors now.
Yeah, you do.
The weirdest thing happened to me today. I did not do any Black Friday shopping because I was down visiting Mom and Dad. And I did not do any Cyber Monday shopping. Just haven't done it.
Good.
And
it's
you know
brick and mortar.
How these darn phones and computers and everything else listen in on us and they start pushing you the dumbest things, even if you say something that you don't mean to talk about in a shopping kind of way, you start getting these weird things.
Okay.
And so I noticed the last week, because we were down south and I asked once if Johnny wanted to go fishing. Once. So do you want to go charter a boat and go out with a captain for the day, you know, do the fishing thing?
Were you going
to
go with him?
Yeah, just to get out on the water. It was like 68, 70 degrees down there.
Oh, that would have been hilarious.
We've done it before. I mean, when I go down to see Mom and Dad, you can see some dolphins, whatever. And he said, no, I'm good. We can just hang out with your folks and the family and play golf. Fine. I have been flooded with, here's what every fisherman in your life wants for Christmas. Click here now. For what every fisherman...
Did you type in like great fishing spots?
I swear to you, I said it once. We were on a dock. I said, you want to go fishing while we're here? That's it.
Well, one, you were on a dock. Mm-hmm. That's enough.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why is that enough? They know I'm on a dock?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
And two, months ago when you got Johnny fishing gear, you and I exchanged multiple texts about it. So now you are on the database for... likes fishing.
Yeah, they think I'm an angler.
Yeah.
And so I've started crossing out the ads, and they say, well, why are you crossing out this ad? I'm like, stop spying on me. I'm not a fisherman. What if I went to eat at the Fisherman's Wharf, and I said, hey, you want to go eat with me at the Fisherman's Wharf? It doesn't mean I want to go buy a tackle box.
No, but you'll probably get a bunch of fish products, like, you know, the fish sticks and stuff like that.
This is where I draw the line. Yesterday, next to our bathtub, I've been thinking, in my mind, I swear to you.
Oh, now you're going to tell me they can read your mind?
Scott, I haven't written it. I haven't talked about it. But I thought it would be nice to have a tiny, tiny little, like, wooden pedestal. Tiny, like a that would go right by there that I could just set my razor on.
Or a candle.
It's a, what do you call it? It's a cloth foot tub. And so, you know, there isn't like a traditional ledge that you would have on your bathtub, Sam.
Yeah.
Where you can keep crap. So I thought 2 days ago.
I put that in the toilet.
It would be nice to have a little wooden ledge. Or a little wooden pedestal.
Did you get the joke?
Yes, I did.
That you could put your crap in. Because I put that in the toilet.
And I swear to you, I wake up this morning, I go on Facebook, whatever, and it's showing me wooden pedestals, like that you'd put
a
candle on.
So now your phone is reading your mind.
Scott, I this morning was like, I'm done. I think I'm going off grid.
And you, okay.
There's no proof it's not.
In what world do I just formulate the thought last night? Like, you know what we need in here is one of those little wooden pedestals. I didn't say it out loud. I didn't go online and search. I just thought that would be something that wouldn't take up a lot of space to throw a razor.
You haven't searched for a pedestal,
Scott,
a bathtub pedestal at all.
I swear to you, I have not. And it was like Wayfair. Look at all these pedestals.
Did you say anything to Johnny about,
no,
we ought to get a pedestal for the tub?
I was in the bathroom alone when I formulated the thought. You don't think that's a little weird?
Well, I think it's certainly coincidental, perhaps, but if you think your phone can, somebody on the text line says the phone can read your thoughts. Come on.
I say again, we don't have any evidence that they can't.
You don't have any evidence that they can't.
It freaked me out this morning. And it was only $28, and I thought, damn, they're on to me. That's a good deal.
But have you ever, no. Have you ever bought, I've only bought one thing on a Facebook algorithm-induced post.
Okay.
And it was last year, I don't know if you guys recall, Stella had died a couple months prior, and Sarah was fostering a little cat named Bobby. And I was going to take Bobby because Bobby wasn't fitting in with Sarah's other animals.
Okay.
And so T and I were going to take Bobby in. Bobby, because she was missing her tail, looked like a bobcat.
Got it.
And sadly, Bobby got really sick and Sarah had to put her down. And I saw these Christmas tree ornaments on one of the Facebook, you know, pushed posts where they would put your pet's picture on it.
Yeah.
And it was glass and it was a kind of a frosted picture. I ordered her a frame. Oh, check that. An ornament.
You fell for it.
For Bobby. And it came out really nice.
Okay.
But I've ordered other things on some of those Facebook-induced.
Terrible.
And it's just the worst Chinese-made crap.
Terrible.
In the history of the world. I mean, like a Thin Lizzy shirt, and they can't even spell Thin Lizzy right.
No, there's one. Ladies, you know, if you are my age, all of the ads now are, oh, look at this shirt. Oh, my gosh. It's just the way it mm-hmm. flows, and look at the way it looks on me. And
I believe you bought
girls,
a pair of sweaters
so
for the slimming. Mature woman.
All of the ads
right.
are these women. Oh, and I've got them in every color. I fell for it once.
Tell the story of the sweater you're wearing right now.
Twice. I like this sweater. This is the sweater with the heart on it. I love
it
this.
Wasn't there something that occurred in like it didn't show up for forever?
Oh, I'm sure. Like a year or something. Sure.
Yes.
And then they refund my money and then it shows up. But ladies, you know this. You fall for the wrong company one time with the influencer from French Lick, Indiana. I go, it's so slimming. I did it one time. That shirt showed up. Do you know what a cellophane bag is?
Yes,
I swear to you, the shirt is made out of cellophane. It is the weirdest. It is not material. It is not material of this world. Mm-hmm. It's paper. It felt like paper.
And do you know who is laughing all the way to the bank?
Oh, yeah.
The influencer.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're paid to promote these products.
If I did it, I would only promote good stuff that makes.
Was it at least slimming?
No. Actually, it was three sizes too big. And I was like, you know what? Forget it. Live and learn. Never going to do it again. I think I donated it.
From the text line. Come on, guys. The phone cannot read your thoughts. That's not how it works. It's a big pedestal. They implanted into your mind that you needed a pedestal and then started showing you ads.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did it a couple of years ago with a smartwatch. I always wanted a smartwatch but didn't want to pay the whatever $400 for them. And so I bought one through a Facebook ad.
Sam, did you see the Christmas cards that we got this year?
I did.
That was through Shutterfly, and they're reputable.
Please.
Who are the Williams, by the
please,
way?
Please. Scott.
We're going to send them out. We are going to keep them.
I laughed so hard when I saw
So this year I told T, I said, why don't we get Christmas cards made? It'll be great, he said. Everybody's going to love it, he said. And so we did, and there's a picture of T and me at a concert on the front. It's my favorite picture of the two of us. And then there are four pictures around the big picture in the center of the two of us. There's one of the new dog. There's one of her daughter and her daughter's husband. Then Sarah and her boyfriend Dawson in Arizona last month. And then there's one of Maya standing in front of a plane. And it says, Merry Christmas from Stephen, Emily, Kate, and Grayson Williams. And so T was, I felt bad for her because on Friday night, it was Friday. She comes running in, everybody was off. We were watching football all day. She comes running in with this box and this is the first time we've ever done these custom made Christmas cards.
Lovely moment for both of you.
And she was the one who, I sent her all the pictures and then she placed the order. And she comes running in. She's so excited. She hands me the box. She goes, our first Christmas cards are here. And I said, awesome. And I opened it up and I said, wow, these came out really good, Miss Williams. I swear to God.
Isn't your name Steve?
Steven. And she goes, what? And I go, did you not hear me, Emily? And I could see like the blood drain out of her face. She was mortified. So, and we were supposed to leave like within 5 minutes to
Scott,
go to my mom.
It is so funny. Please send them out.
We are going to send them out. I addressed my first one last night. But she was so mortified and disappointed. And we had to leave in like 5 minutes to go have Friday night dinner at my mom's because we were having leftovers from Thanksgiving. She grabbed her laptop and took it to my mom's.
Yeah. Said, I'm going to tell them a thing or two on Shutterfly.
We walked into my mom's house and I had one.
The Williams family is not pleased with the service.
I had one in my hoodie pocket and she didn't know that. And she walks in with the laptop and my mom's like, do you have to work tonight? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, no, but we just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas from the Williams family. Tasha's like, that's not funny. I thought it was pretty funny.
Steve.
Stephen.
Emily.
Stephen.
Oh, Stephen.
Stephen with a V.
Stephen with a V.
Yes.
Is there any other way?
My brother's a PH.
Oh. You know? So you knew it wasn't that.
No. So we're going to do terrible jokes coming up in just a moment. We need your submissions. Remember, they have to be arable, but terrible. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We'll get to your terrible jokes in just a moment here on Dana and Williams.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, it is time for Terrible Joke Tuesday. Remember, your jokes have to be arable, but terrible. Read that dad jokes.
Text line, a lot of these are not arable.
Yeah, the one
going on here.
Stop it.
The one that came in a little while ago about the new cologne, very funny. Totally unarable, but very funny.
Hey, Scott.
Whoa, Jinx, you both owe me a Coke. Dana.
Did I tell you I dropped my copy of Oliver Twist on my toe last night?
No.
It hurt like the Dickens.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Did I tell you that I invented a new word the other day?
No.
Yeah, plagiarism.
Oh, boy. This one comes in from our coworker, Steven Spector. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, please.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
What do you call a wreath of $100 bills?
What do you call a wreath of $100 bills?
Aretha Franklin's. Get it?
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you I now own a horse called Mayo?
No.
Yes, sometimes mayonnaise.
You didn't offer that one to me with my middle name?
No, I stole it.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Why don't skeletons fight each other?
I don't know.
Yeah, they don't have the guts.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Dana.
Today I learned that if you turn a canoe over, you can actually wear it as a hat. Because it's capsized.
Well done on the delivery, too.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
You know, the other day I told Mary Beth that she was drawing her eyebrows too high.
Oh.
She looked surprised.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
What does a panda cook? This is from 4033. It's submitted by a 7-year-old, by the way. What does a panda cook with?
I don't know.
A pan. Duh.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you I named my iPhone?
No.
I named it Titanic. Now when I use Bluetooth, it says Titanic is sinking.
Oh, my God. Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Did I tell you that I'm recently reading a book called Anti-Gravity?
No.
And for whatever reason, I cannot put it down.
Okay. Hey, Dana, from 1430, why is the ocean always wet?
Why?
Because the sea weed in it. Get it? Seaweed?
Hey, Dana. Weed? Yes, Sam.
You know, I was looking at a Frisbee and I could not figure out why it kept getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Then it hit me.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
Did I tell you I had Mick Jagger and Keith Richards over for Thanksgiving?
No.
I undercooked the turkey. Almost everyone got sick. I almost killed two stones with one bird.
Wow. Hey, Scott.
Yes, Sam.
Did I tell you I used to be a kleptomaniac?
No.
It's okay. I'm taking something now.
Mm. Sam.
Yes?
From 1286, why did the chicken go to the gym?
I don't know.
To work on its pecs. Get it? Never mind.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
What do you call someone with no body and no nose?
What do you call somebody who has no body and no nose?
Nobody knows.
Did I tell you, Scott, that I have a friend named Jesse and he has a pet squirrel that brings him tacos?
No.
You know, I wish I had Jesse's squirrel.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. Hey, Dana.
Yes?
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
What do May flowers bring?
Pilgrims.
Hey, Scott.
Come on.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Fine.
Sam.
I did some Cyber Monday shopping yesterday. I ordered a chicken and an egg.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Think about it.
No.
I got one. Hey, Sam.
Yeah?
Have you heard about the chocolate record player?
No.
Yeah, it sounds pretty sweet.
Hey, Sam.
Man, we're all over each other today.
Yes, Dana.
Did I tell you I was watching an Australian cooking show the other day and the audience clapped when the chef made meringue?
Really?
I was surprised, as Australians normally boo meringue.
after that one, yes, please.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
You know, I'm really worried lately about the calendar.
Really?
Yeah. Its days are numbered.
Mm. Oldie but a goodie here. How does the moon cut his hair? Eclipse it.
Wow.
Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you a skeleton walked into a bar?
No.
Said, hey, bartender, I'll have one beer and a mop. Okay.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
You ever wondered what's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament?
No, tell me.
A live stream.
Hey, Dana.
What?
From the text line, where does fruit go on vacation? Paris.
Try that again.
Paris.
Hey, Scott.
Yes?
Why did the knight fight back with a block of cheese?
The knight or knife?
Knight.
Why did the knight fight back with a block of cheese?
It was extra sharp.
Well, hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left ye.
News coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.